Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I forgot. It's Tan Line Tuesday. I'll get to that. Oh, I forgot we had the day off yesterday. But reason number 4,700 why sitting here at this time in the morning doesn't mean anything. We leave Thursday. We both leave Thursday. And I'm literally in my hometown after two flights at by 6 o'clock, maybe 6:30. And I'm at this bar where the bartender's a friend of mine, and he sees me. He goes, "I was just listening this morning. How you here?" And I said, "You're right." I said, "I was best of." No, it wasn't the best of. It wasn't the best
no,
of.
No, we did a show that
That's
morning.
Right. That's right.
No, Thursday morning we did a show.
No, I didn't see him that day. I saw him the next day. I'm sorry. I saw him Friday, and he said, "I was just listening to you." And he goes, "How you here?" And I said, "Well, yeah, the magic teleportation, basically." You
know? Was that Bill at the bar?
Not Bill.
No, John at the bar.
John at the bar.
Does he get your drinks for free?
Frank at the bar is a friend of mine. No, he's not. You know, I don't get my drinks for free.
Oh, come on.
Maybe one or two. I don't know if you guys read Twitter, but I really didn't give any details. But
now, when you're going to call out an airline,
I'm going to now. I was waiting for you. I don't know if you want me to do that or not. I'm going to.
No, say who it is.
It's American.
Because they will actually respond.
Well, I don't want
That's about the only thing that airlines respond to anymore is when somebody bitches on Twitter.
Well, it gets worse.
Okay, well, I just about had to walk yesterday, too, but it turned out I was only delayed by an hour. So
well,
it wasn't so bad.
No, you don't even know what I did then, because I put another Twitter up this morning.
No.
So I wanted to save it for the air. So I flew in yesterday. I'm flying into Chicago, and we land early. And, of course, I did that bit where they do that bit where they land early and there's no gate. And I didn't have a quick turnover. I had about an hour and a half, so I wasn't really too worried about it. But I'm sure the people who were on the flight were going to miss their flight.
This is American Airlines.
American Airlines. And it was we sat in the runway for an hour.
Yeah.
Because there's no gate.
That sucks.
No gate. And by then I started cramping up, and I'm thinking, man, this just sucks ass. And we pull in there, and we get out of the plane. And so only about an hour until my flight. My flight's
cramping up like dehydrated, or you had to poop?
No, it's a good point. I pooped before I went to the
calves
flight.
Or guts?
My ass was cramping up. I was just sitting there, you know.
Really?
An hour, and there was a lot of headwinds, so the flight was more like an hour and 35, 40 minutes, and then sitting there for an hour.
You know, my ass.
That's what you should have tweeted out.
Yeah, then my ass is cramping up. Yeah,
right, my ass is cramping up. All right, send one of your aisle donkeys down here.
And rub it. That's the thing. I'm afraid to tweet about them, bitch about them while you're still in their throes because they could do something to you.
And I
was pissed.
Well,
but that didn't bother me so much. That happens a lot. You land and you get away for a gate. I never understood that. It's just stupid. So when we get out and it's an hour and a half. It's about an hour until my next flight. We walk down there. And there's probably people listening. Maybe they were on that flight from Chicago to Omaha. And I see these people waiting around, but they're not going to Omaha. They're waiting. They just got off the other flight. So they come on the announcement, and I'm supposed to leave there at 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock Central Time. And because I flew in pretty early. So it's 10 o'clock in Chicago, and these people waiting around. The luggage door is busted, and it's jammed. and they can't get it open. So the people that were waiting, that just got off that plane, can't get their carryouts from underneath the plane, or and people are not going to get their bags anyway. But there were people making connections, and they were just bitching. And the guy was saying, they were just bitching and bitching. I could see him bitching. One guy goes, he said, only American would lose your carry-ons. Because they basically did. They couldn't get to it. So then we're sitting there, I'm thinking, well, this is screwed up. Because then they keep coming back on. And they say, listen, the door's still jammed. We got guys working on it. So I'm thinking, man, they're going to cancel my flight. So then they go, I'm at the American Airlines app, and all of a sudden, these people are still bitching. They can't get their bags. I'm thinking, I'm not even worried about this flight going to Omaha after this. So I hear this ding, 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 ding on my phone, and I just see my flight going, now scheduled 11:20, now scheduled 2, now scheduled 4, now scheduled 6. This all happened within 20 seconds of each other. And then now scheduled 8 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking, so they're going to spend all day working on this plane, and they still might not do it. At this point, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and I got to get here. And I'm just tired of somebody else controlling your life. That's I understand when people say, I'm going to drive, bitches, because the airplanes control your life. They really do. But like you said, to our pilot buddy, walk, bitches, I drove, bitches.
Oh, did you?
I went to the, I called up Hertz, and I just got a car. And I got it, and it was the perfect time to leave O'Hare on a Monday. And I got to the car, and it's 6:45, 7 to stop and get gas and piss. 7 hours later, I'm home at 7 o'clock at night last night. The drive wasn't too bad because it was sunny the whole way, and the roads were clear, and I had my tunes. But the bottom
and
line,
beautiful
Iowa. And it's bad. I mean. It's bad. But it was still, I was so elated just to leave the freaking airport and not deal with an airplane. So I get home, they say my flight's going to take off at 8 o'clock, 8:40. So it must have flew in probably about 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, got in at 10.
Yeah, I got a ding this morning saying my bags are down there. Yeah. See, even Becky said, you would have had to wait all day. I said, yeah, I would have drank all day and landed it. And then still, the flight could have been canceled.
Well, if you're
going to. American, thank you. You suck.
If you're going to wait 10 hours.
The door jammed.
You're going to wait 10 hours and you can drive in 7. There's no point.
Oh, yeah. I drove. It was easy.
I ain't sitting around an airport for 10 hours.
No way.
I could just get in a car and go.
No. And the drive, I didn't mind the drive, actually.
But it's O'Hare.
You want a chance
to hang around O'Hare for 7
God,
hours.
A dump.
Wow.
10. That would have been 10 hours.
The problem was the. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Drop the F bomb.
I understand.
They should F it. Pay for my rental car. They won't because the flight got in probably last night around 10:30 or something like that.
Oh, it made it.
Man, that's the first time I dropped just a hardcore F-bomb like that in years.
That was just two.
You guys got me riled up.
Yeah, you got to go from Grand Island to Omaha.
Yeah, that drives no.
And then you got to make the scenic drive across Iowa.
Chicago. Once I got in last night at 7 o'clock, I walk around the house and think, I can't believe I just drove from Chicago. But whatever. Screw you, American.
Wow, I got nothing to bitch about. But I will.
No, that's okay. You can bitch.
Yeah, because here's a few things where I think
and
we're
talking about puss. Once I was there, I had a good show. Oh, no, you didn't hear this. I forgot a big part. I was supposed to fly in Sunday. My dad pours me out of the car on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and I'm sitting in Harrisburg, and the weather's okay, and they canceled my flight to Chicago. American did.
Oh,
I go down there, and they go, there's no flights the rest of the day. I said, well, I'm just going to stay here then. So I had to wait a whole other day.
Oh, you were going to come back a day early.
I was going to come back a day early.
Oh.
So I got to stay another day, but I didn't. But that was okay. But it's like I didn't want to. Whatever.
That was just a little extra Valentine's Day gift for Becky.
So I drove, bitches.
Guess what? One more day, you don't have to see me.
But one more day, I hit the bars in Pennsylvania, which I did not need.
Oh, come on.
Jesus. All right, so you're what? You're in Denver, right?
Yeah. And, I went United this time. And they give you the assigned seats.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm way in the back of the plane. Right. So by the time I get there, there's no room for anybody's carry-on. Because, everybody's got to have two.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't limit that. First of all, I also don't know why they don't start loading in the back of the plane.
I don't get that either.
That would make so much more sense.
I don't get that either. Walk, bitches.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then maybe because, I paid $4 less than the guy 18 rows in front of me, I might get a space to put my...
Right.
On my carry-on.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so they got a check. And then when we're here, when we finally land here, the luggage carousel just stops. We're delayed by an hour to begin with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's not too bad, walk, bitches. But we get here, and here comes the luggage. And
I drove, bitches.
A minute into it, bam, everything shuts down for, I don't know, it just seems like an eternity. And I don't know what's going on with Southwest, but I'm hearing all kinds of Southwest news.
I know, and I'm flying Southwest in about a month. Yeah, they're fixing their planes.
Yeah, like 100 of them sat out the other day.
Yeah.
And then, it turns out they weren't I don't know the exact details, but they weren't calculating the baggage correctly.
So it was too heavy?
Probably weight, yeah.
Yeah. So what the pilots thought they were flying with wasn't really the right number.
Is that what it was? You read into that?
It wasn't really the right number.
At least they're correcting it now. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's not there, you know. At least they could get the doors open for the luggage.
Yeah,
American could get a freaking door open. And get a freaking door open.
To Southwest credit, most of the time that I've flown with them lately has been on a newer plane. They're replacing their fleet.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, and you know, all airlines are pretty much the same. They like to get 15, 20 years out of their planes.
Yeah. Walk, bitches.
Yeah, see, the worst thing I could say is that both of them, we went through Dallas both ways.
You probably threw American too, didn't
you? Yeah, we did. Yeah. And
they suck.
That flight from Omaha to Dallas, they said, was an hour 45.
Yeah.
And both ways, it was like an hour 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's because they lie.
But half an hour?
That's air-to-air, though.
Yeah.
It says in a flight hour. That's just
called
take off and landing.
Padding the stats so they can say what an on-time airline they are.
Yeah, we were in like 20 minutes, half an hour early both times.
But every
time this isn't a first-world problem, by the way, because airports are like bus terminals anymore.
Pretty much.
It's not just rich people that fly.
I will say this. The leg from Dallas to New Orleans, we did not sit together, my wife and I.
Okay.
I was in the back of the plane, two rows in front of the lavatory.
And who took a big poop?
Before we took off, we had not even pushed back from the gate, and somebody had gone back and dropped a nasty, stinky deuce in the airplane bathroom.
You're going to poop
in were just in the terminal, a-hole.
Did you know who it was?
I think so. He came in right in front of me, put his bag in the overhead, took his jacket off, and then walked right to the back. I'm like, what are you doing?
He had to drop off a nice weekend of Cajun cuisine.
Well, that was on the way. That was
on the way
Friday. That was Friday.
So he dumped the steak out on the way there.
I don't know.
That's how we eat a steak.
But come on.
Just steaks.
You were just in the terminal.
Enjoy your steaks. Love your steaks.
Do that in the building.
All right. Nick Allen's going to stop in a little later on this morning. It's a two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday, yeah.
It is.
Most places it is,
It is, yeah. You're not wrong.
It is two for Tuesday. What the hell? Petey Mac will be here a little too, and he'll come in a little bit later on. Craig Evans, we're here because we wanted to be live today. That's why I drove, bitches. Plus, I just wanted to get the hell out of the airport. All right. So they should F and pay for my. I did. I dropped the hardcore F bomb too. If you heard that online, yeah. Enjoy.
We had all dropped F bombs for you. had we gone through the same thing?
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.